The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Don't look at me all crazy.
You'll get these eyeballs if you touch that board.
Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B, rocking out with you. It's at this time, I would like everyone to rise to their feet, remove their hats, place your hands over the heart, and all hail the queen.
Tuse is the shit, if I do say so myself, if I do say so myself. You better get the show started.
Listen here. Okay, first of all, let me backtrack a little bit. I want to apologize to everyone who has had to go see your ENTs lately because our last show blew your eardrums out at some point.
Word.
So I apologize. We've been trying to work with that, and in doing so, we destroyed the entire studio. So everything is right now being held together literally with shoestring and bubblegum. And yeah.
Yeah, we hope you hear this right now.
Right. Is anybody out there? But no, I mean, really, shit is wonky in here today.
Right.
Like, anything that can go wrong has done so far.
But see, this is actually good because this is why we tell people, like, if you want a podcast, it's not for the faint of heart. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as we did recap, sound is everything. And what the understanding is, sometimes your sound just gets fucked up.
Shit just gets fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's perpetually fucked up, that's a different story.
Right.
But if your sound just occasionally gets messed up, because, I mean, I feel like, unless you're in, like, a super studio, you know, with engineers and people to edit your stuff professionally, your sound's going to go a little wonky sometimes. I mean, and it's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay.
Done and done.
So sorry, like you said, if we blew your ears out on one of the shows.
Multiple occasions.
I was going to say on the last show, the show before that, we don't know.
Man. But we think we got it good.
Sorry.
It sounds pretty decent to us, other than I can hear the difference in the extra 70 pounds that I'm carrying in my voice. I can't work that out of the soundboard. I'm sorry. I have to actually work that out in the gym. And that's going to take some time.
Okay.
And commitment.
All right, then.
But I'm working on it. I've been put on a two-week notice to get my shit together.
Two-week note, like?
Like, I got 2 weeks to get my shit together. Be on the path of getting shit together.
Wait a minute, what?
I.e., I have to have seen physicians.
Are you going to have diabetes? Or, I mean, did a doctor tell you? A loved one?
A loved one put me on notice. Like, if I don't get my shit together, they're, you know, I'm going to have to deal with consequences. And,
Nobody don't want that. You don't want no problems.
Just want to be happy, man. Nigga just
want
to be happy.
All you really want is to be happy. So get your shit together.
That was said by someone very poetic and famous. Mary J. Blige, perhaps?
I mean, I said it first.
I believe
I said it first.
I
think it was me. I mean, I didn't sing it. I think I said it like at a Howard homecoming, or maybe she overheard me. I don't know.
With the overalls.
I'm just saying. And the 54 Elevens. I don't know. It could have been me first. I'm not sure.
We don't even know, and it's not even important.
It's not even important.
So,
well, either way, get yourself together.
I'm working on it.
As I'm saying, like I said, you don't want diabetes.
I don't want that.
And all the other things that comes with being overweight.
Or
drinkyitis.
People say sugar.
The sugars. I'm saying a drinkyitis. Because, you know, depending on what you're drinking.
Drinkyitis is real. I'm actually saying, recognizing it as a real thing.
Depending on what you're drinking, you know, could get you the sugars.
Like drinking like half of a handle of Crown Royal apple is not a good thing.
First of all, yuck. What? So no, it can't be a good thing.
It's so good.
It is so sweet and yuck.
Yeah, but then you put a little ice in there and it kind of just takes a little.
Again, you're going to get the sugars.
I'm working on it. Goddamn.
Okay. Okay, never mind. I don't even want to. I was going to be like, what are you doing to work on it? But we could talk about that
later. I told you the first thing is I have to meet with a battery of physicians.
Okay. 2 weeks is like a really long time.
And I've accomplished a lot in 1 week so far. Okay,
because I'm like, because you can do a whole bunch of fucked up stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get appointments set. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I honor them.
Okay, because you're not like, seriously, you're not like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna eat better. I'm gonna go on a diet. It might be like Thursday. You're like, I'm gonna start my diet on Monday.
Right.
Because I mean, why do it on a weekend?
Well, I mean,
that make no sense.
Everybody gets fucked up before you go to rehab. You got to get blasted out your mind before you go
to
rehab.
For
real? Absolutely. It's, okay. It's written in, I think it was like the 13th commandment or something. Thou shalt be completely fucked up before you go to rehab.
See, we're not going to start this conversation again. I feel like everybody's going to be like, all y'all talk about is drinking, and then we have to make amends for us talking about drinking because people are listening that may be going through some things, and we don't want to be a trigger for those people. So I feel, okay, so we got anything else to talk about besides drinking?
I battled with dehydration this week. As a result of heavy drinking.
You had to break out the Pedialyte. Which I normally see, I respect, because I normally go to Gatorade.
Too much sugar. I can't believe you didn't.
I don't care about the sugar. I'm just trying to get the electrolytes and potassium back into my goddamn body. I don't care about the sugar at that point.
It's so funny that people are drinking Pedialyte now that 7-Eleven actually has like 7-Eleven Pedialyte.
For real.
In the cooler. Like ready
I'm
to go.
Ensure or Pedialyte?
No, not Ensure. Ensure is like a milkshake.
Yeah. Because that's thicker.
And that ain't gonna help you.
No, but it will give you it'll give you something. But I'm thinking like if you're in drink mode, yeah, you don't want a milky, thicker kind of. You want like some juice, which is already probably gonna be really hard to like drink anyway.
It was actually pretty. I crushed it, and it worked. Shouts out. And I did the, I was put on. I did the, they actually have the little packets that you put in your bottle of water. And so,
it stepped it up. Kind of like,
except for,
what's the stuff you drink?
Black people don't read directions.
Okay, what'd you mess up?
Every packet thing that I seem to use, it correlates with 8 ounces of water. So, I was like, let me put 2 packets in so I can have 16 ounces. Yeah, one packet is for 16 ounces. So, yeah.
Reading is fundamental.
I know. But, hey, I drank 32 ounces and it worked.
Okay, good. Again.
So, I am taking a brief hiatus from the spirits.
When was the last time you had a spirit or beer?
Last night.
That's your break?
No, my break. Going forward?
Oh, okay. So if I send you a text like Wednesday,
I'm going to be struggling, but hopefully I will be on the path.
You're not going to get the shakes, are you?
More than likely, I will.
Okay.
I'm kind of fumbling.
Okay, that's a problem, son. You got the shakes on Wednesday because, literally is about to be. I mean, we got a couple hours and it's Tuesday. Okay. All right. You want me to move on?
I had to drive out of the parking lot of the bar.
Oh, no.
After work. So, but I did it, though.
You know what's funny? I actually did a skip day last Thursday with one of my friends, and we were just like bar hopping and having a good time. And it's amazing how, like, when you're having a good time, like, your calculation, you're like, oh, I only had X amount of drinks. And they're like, no, we had X amount of drinks. And I'm like, I feel like your calculations are a little off. Because, you know, you just have a good time. You don't even know. You lose track.
Yes, you do.
Damn, I think we have a problem, dude. That's I feel like Kmart could probably, because I meet Kmart, you met Kmart. I feel like Kmart would be like, you got a problem.
Yeah, I came out wanting to leave a facility that I was drinking in because shit was going left fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like he could be like, yes,
those two motherfuckers have issues.
I wasn't there, sir. Excuse me. I'd be like, I feel like he would be like, I could be your sponsor. I'm saying it to you, not me. I was not there. I'm telling you, like, I told you before, like on the last show, I can't drink like I used to drink. Which I am very surprised at myself, but I guess it's what happens to your body when you get older. Like, shit's not the same. You can't, like, boot and rally, or you can't, like, drink what you drank and get up and be, like, 8 o'clock in the morning and be the same person you were at, like, maybe, you know, 4. 3 or 4 in the morning. You can't do that anymore. And I realize that.
I just feel like IDS has taken on a sort of now in my glass spin because... Shit, I see a new show on the horizon.
I'm not in it.
Sobriety, Big B&E.
Nope. I know, I feel like this is part of our show.
It's going to be start as a segment. Like, no. We have to be sober for one segment.
No, I think somebody's going to be like intervention with y'all. It's going to be like, I'll come here to tape, and it'll be like 5 people down here, and they'll be like, look, guys... meant to talk to you about some things.
Man, I will be mainlining some motherfucking alcohol.
I'm just saying.
Like, they gonna follow me to the bathroom because, you know, I can put some ice in the bowl and have some bottles in that drink.
Okay.
Not the bowl that you... I'm talking about the back bowl where the plumbing is.
That sounds very alcohol... Okay, even I don't even do that. That sounds very, like... That's a problem.
That's something we had to do in college.
Can you be like, psych, I'm just kidding, guys? Like, can you tell people you're kidding?
You mean when it happens or now?
Now. I'm saying.
I'm definitely kidding now.
Okay. I mean, maybe back in school.
If it were to come to that, I probably wouldn't be kidding.
I mean, come on. You know people already know, like, one of the first places you check is a toilet. Like, they even have that shit on TV.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
What about the air conditioner vent? Because that's the other place that's keeping in college.
Like, you have to come up with something better than that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for letting me know. I'll work on it.
Just saying. This feels awkward.
As I reach for my Deer Park.
Drink that water.
Or is it Deer Park?
No, that's Deer Park.
Is it Chill Tito's?
No, that's water. Drink that water. And I don't know. What up? What else we got? So let's stop talking about alcohol. What else we got? Like, what else you been up to since we've been gone?
I've been shooting up some shit.
That's scary, but intriguing.
Yeah. I got back out onto the trap and skeet course, and I was a little nervous. Thought I had to shake off a bunch of rust from taking an entire winter off. But I was sharp. I must say, got a little bit of instruction from one of the elder statesmen, and yeah, I was excited. I'm really loving the sport.
Okay, well, do what you gotta do.
Do what I got to do. Absolutely. And it makes me good. It makes me feel good that, you know, if God forbid ever I have to use my apparatus elsewhere, i.e. someone breaking into my car or something, I feel like I have a great chance. Like, I can actually just get comfortable, sit down on the porch, let them run a while, and pick them off.
Hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, because the door to the car is not that far, so can I at least get a kneecap? Or the back of a calf? Or I mean, granted, there's still, like, veins and stuff, but, you know.
It depends on what I shoot them with. If I shoot them with the shotty, I'm getting probably a majority of your back.
Actually, or can you just let them take your car and get a new one?
Where is that?
Right. You'd be like, oh no, he's taking my car. What will I do? Oh, well, I guess I'll have to buy a new one.
You got no money.
Oh. So, okay.
People stopped.
See, here we go again.
People stopped sending us money a long time ago. Like, back when we were consistent with our shows weekly.
Listen, we're just on a different format. I mean, 1 week it is IDS. 1 week it's the dating show. 1 week it's the This is what we're doing right now. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Good. Because people, y'all listen, that's what we're doing right.
I'm just saying, that's what we have to do right now. That's what we're doing right now because you busy, I'm busy, you know, Doc busy. All the people are busy. I'm saying it's not like this is a paid gig. We're trying to, you know, still be here because it's fun for us, you know, so we're still trying to be here.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And with the help of alcoholic beverages, goddammit, we're here.
Whatever, Deer Park.
Is it time to start the show yet?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to start the show. Oh, yeah, that's how we do it.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Sleep if you want, like, we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
All right. I think by now you guys already know, like, I don't claim to be, like, the biggest Beyonce stan or Bay and Jay stan, but I am a fan. And I'm like, I love the shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I may not express it on social media, maybe behind the scenes, but oh my gosh, y'all. So Beyonce and Jay-Z dropped an album called Everything Is Love on Saturday, and we are all losing our motherfucking minds. Yeah, I'm cursing with that because I feel like you have to curse with that. We're losing our motherfucking mind because, I mean, visually, the first, like, video ape shit, I am dying because I need to know, like, did they shut down the goddamn Louvre in Paris or did they rent that bitch out after hours? Like, they shot a video in the motherfucking Louvre in Paris, y'all. I mean, like, it is literally blowing my mind. This is a place I have walked into two or three times and have looked at all the, like, visual, like the art. Like, they, I mean, like, the Mona Lisa. Like, I can't remember the name of the one statue. Beyonce was just flowing with her her dress on the steps. Like, I literally have been on those steps. So I'm like, I'm going crazy. Like, oh my God. Like, how did they do it? So I kind of feel like ape shit is an appropriate title because we're losing our shit. They're losing their shit. And I'm just, I am like, ugh. Like, that's all I can say is, ugh. Because, you know, of course, originally they released it on Tidal, which I don't have Tidal, but anyone apparently can get Tidal. You can get a 30-day subscription if you pay attention, because sometimes, you know, that's how I got stuck with Amazon.
Right.
I signed up for a 30-day subscription with Amazon. Next thing you know, I had that bitch for like a couple years.
Shit, that date back to the, what was the thing where you get 33 free tapes, CDs for a penny.
Right.
That shit date back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you're not paying attention, next thing you know, you have a subscription to Tidal. But right now, you can buy it on iTunes and like Amazon and Google and all that stuff by now. But y'all, oh my gosh.
Have you heard anybody have anything negative to say about the project yet?
What project? What?
Have you heard anyone say anything negative about the project, the album?
No, not yet. No.
Do you think people want to, but they're just scared of the...
Yes. Absolutely. Like, anytime they put anything out, be very afraid. Because even, like, crass-ass Wendy Williams will be like, don't come for me. Like, she'll say some random stuff, but she's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Like, don't come for me, you know. Because I forgot who... Oh, it was Kid Rock. Because even to this day, Kid Rock said some shit, like, 3 or 4 years ago about Beyonce. Niggas is still... like putting bees in his fucking comments on IG and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 years ago. So they're like, never forget.
Right.
But I'm just so like, just visually, that video is so visually stunning. It's like amazing.
It really is. I tried to find out who the director was.
I guess I probably should look that up. But I'm like, it's just so amazing to, like I said, to be in front of the Mona Lisa, which people, that is a thing that people revere, and they think that is like they hold that painting to the, like, just, I don't know, it's like just high, in high regards. And for them to be in front of it, and for them to be in front of all the other like art work that is in the Louvre, and just to be on the steps and just showing all the Black Girl Magic, and just everything about that video was just like nuts to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be outside of the Louvre, I mean, and the fact that they did it and people didn't really know what was going on, like, because, right. I mean, from what I've been looking around and seeing, people are like, yo, we didn't even know that shit was happening.
Like, how did TMZ people not get wind of that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, how did anybody not?
Do you think they, like, paid TMZ? Because, like, TMZ going to get everything. If they want you, they going to get you.
True, but...
You think they got TMZ in their pocket, like, turn
no,
your cameras
actually,
off?
No, I actually don't. I think, like, whoever they have around them, I mean, like... I mean, because you know they had to pay, like, security. They had to pay, right. like, the staff. They had to pay people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think, like, people... It was probably, like... I'm going to say it was probably, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, people was, like, in Paris with, like, sleep. Like, nobody was out.
It must
nobody
help
knew
that
what
they,
was ever hap- what was
that
happening.
They fly privately.
Oh, I'm sure.
That has to help a great deal.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, but still, there's still so many other nuances... You know what I mean? Because, like, how did we not know they fucking filmed in the Louvre, like, outside of the Louvre? Like,
will there ever be a time when...
Mind blown.
When they're stopped in the airport, like, hey, can...
Hey, guys.
You guys want to talk about the latest happenings in the world?
And if they are, it's by accident. It was like their plane... Something happened to the plane and they had to fly commercial.
Something happened to their plane. They're going to borrow one of their boys' planes.
I'm just saying. Or, they, you know, they got a spare plane.
Absolutely.
That's because that's how they do.
What plane are you driving today?
Okay,
that's
like,
a drive. I mean,
you
fly.
Did. Right.
Sorry.
I'm like, what? It really isn't that Deer Park bottle. But anyway, so I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, now I feel like the Louvre is like literally going to be overrun with more tourists than they could probably handle, because people are going to really want to see, like, oh my God, these are the steps that the dancers laid on and used, that did their ab work. Mm-hmm. God damn, like, them chicks. Like, they literally had, like, you gotta have a strong core to do what they did. Like, that was amazing too. But I mean, you're gonna be like, oh my God, Beyonce was right here. Oh my God, Beyonce was there. Oh my God, she danced and did her dress right here. Oh my God, Jay-Z was right there. I mean, if you think about Jay-Z, but meh, not really. But I mean, you'll be like,
trying to like take IG pictures and stuff and like lay down on the steps with a dancer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, granted, I don't know how you're going to do it when it's, because like normally when it's normal hours, it's like really freaking crowded.
I mean,
they
never stop people from planking all over the damn place.
No, I mean, no, you can. But I mean, you know, like seriously, like during the day, there are art students in there and like there people are sketching and, you know, you have the tourist and you have like, you know, everybody else that's around.
Excuse me, I got to take a picture. Excuse me.
Right. Excuse me, I need the selfie because Beyonce was right here.
Right here.
I have on my white dress. I need to flow with it right in front of this picture. I'm telling you. Like, okay. Like, again, I can't say I'm a stan, but just to imagine what it probably took to do this was like, breathtaking.
They have done it again.
All right, I'm gonna calm down now.
I must admit, I was very excited when I heard the news of the release and anxious to listen to it.
I haven't listened yet. I've only seen the video.
Yeah.
So far, that's enough for me. I've listened
to snippets of everything. Okay. I definitely need to hear the whole thing because snippet-wise, wasn't that impressed. But I do want to hear the whole thing so I can give it a fair assessment.
Yep.
Absolutely. Guess what, Queen?
What up? What?
They sue Samero.
No.
They're done.
No.
They are done. They are finished. They are kaput.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
No. I refuse to believe that.
They are done.
No.
On Viceland.
Okay. Whew. You scared me for a second.
They are taking their talents to South Beach. Oh, I'm sorry. That's at Showtime. They are taking their talents to Showtime.
Okay. Which makes me sad.
You're not alone. And you know what? I hope they don't. I've watched pieces of shows. I haven't really watched the whole episode. But I hope they don't suffer from the same thing. And I'm going to put this in a world that you'll understand
better.
I hope they don't suffer from the same thing that Wicked Weed Brewing, Devil's Backbone Brewing Company, when they were acquired by Anheuser-Busch. So their purists and loyalists jumped off because now you're all mainstream and so Sadity, which are highfalutin network, as opposed to the, you know, Viceland being.
Well, I'm going to tell you already, I have to jump off because I don't have Showtime. Right. Which, so that makes me sad because I actually watch it like every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, it makes me sad because that means I'm not going to see it. And they said, what, the last show is when? I think like June 28th or the end of the month or whatever. Right. So that makes me really sad. I don't like it at all.
I mean, I understand Viceland probably does not have the budget of a Showtime, but I don't know.
I'm nervous for them too because I'm like, what are y'all gonna do? Like, what are you gonna do to make it different? Mm-hmm. Like, could you have gone to like something like I don't know, Comedy Central or something, you know, or TBS or something. I mean, I guess you have to go with whomever gives you the money, or because you know, you gotta secure the bag. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you gotta see past.
Gotta eat while there's food.
You know what I mean? You gotta see past the future and. You see past what's, you know, like right there, you know, and that's when you start something, you want to go forward and conquer, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, but like I said, I'm sad. But the only thing, honestly, I mean, I'm going to get HBO just so I can watch Insecure.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to cancel HBO like I normally do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
When are they coming back?
It should be soon. Okay. They just wrapped like season 3. So it should be soon. But I mean, honestly, like I will pay for HBO for like a month or two. But I mean, but for Showtime, it's different.
Can't fire stick that son of a bitch.
I don't know.
That's where I watched it all on.
What? Oh, HBO?
It's fire stick.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to talk later. Because, no, seriously, because I'm like, as soon as I found out too, like from what we were talking earlier before the show, you told me. I'm like, oh, no, not Showtime, no, because I don't have it. And then they said instead of maybe, I think you were saying like instead of 5 days a week, no, excuse me, avoid the bookings, beloved, so not on Thursday. So, not on Friday, so they do Monday to Thursday. Yeah. So I'm like, so now I wonder what the show's going to look like if it moves. You know,
right.
Showtime is going to be like once a week, a couple times a week.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sad.
You know what I think would, I mean, I'm not trying to compare the two, but Viceland is clearly going to have a space that needs to be filled now. You know what I would not mind seeing in that space? A sort of uncensored version of His and Hers.
That'd be interesting.
Where they can speak freely without, you know.
It would still be a problem. It couldn't be like, you mean it couldn't be the two people that host it now. It would have to be somebody totally different.
So I want the two people to host it now.
It couldn't.
With, you know, outside of the grips of Disney.
It could not be. It would have to be, yeah, because you just said Disney. It could not be because, first of all, people always come for Jemele Hill all the time. Like, I can't imagine her going to Viceland and having the following already that she has and then taking it to Viceland and just being like, you know, this is what I'm talking about. F this, blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think they wouldn't be able to do that. They're, you know, the way that they present themselves, I don't think they'll go on a full out onslaught of.
What would be the purpose of it then?
But to be able to every now and then, you know, let something slide. Like, you know, that shit's crazy.
I just don't think they can. I mean, like, seriously. Like, I'm just saying.
I'm just, listen.
I know what you're
thinking. Dreams of grandeur, maybe.
Sure.
I'm just saying that's something that I would like to see.
I'm just saying. I just don't think, just because of, like, the really hard time they gave her for just
right, but that's on opinion, that's on their air.
No, but I'm saying, no, I'm talking about on Twitter. Remember, she went on Twitter on her personal page.
She handles them people.
No, remember, she got, like, in trouble, and eventually she got...
Again, I said outside of the grips of Disney.
I'm telling you, I don't think it would work for them.
Well, again, she can handle. I watch her handle the people that are on her page.
No, don't get me wrong.
The people that she can't handle is her employees.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she can't handle people. Okay. I'm just saying, I think by her show and what her show already represents and what she's doing, like her full-time gig, I just don't think like she could do like a side hustle and go on Viceland and
She can't. Maybe contractually it's impossible.
Yeah, that's what but I'm saying.
I'm just saying, I think I would love to see what the version of that show would look like. Sure. I think it would be dope even to be able to take little shady jabs at her whatever.
Sure. Okay. I'm sure it'd be fun. I mean, well, thinking about somebody that can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, because clearly he's been in that space for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Dave Chappelle.
Dave.
Because Dave, for a really long time, has been saying, you know, even before his show was, you know, canceled, or he canceled his show, he's been, you know, talking about whatever he wants, doing whatever he wants. And, you know, his stuff has been controversial. His comedy shows have been like, some people have liked them mm-hmm. recently and some people, they have not.
Right.
So now Dave is pushing legalizing weed in Maryland. So how do you feel about that? He thinks it's going to boost the economy just like it's done in California and Denver and Seattle. Like, he thinks it's going to do those things.
Listen, if I got to keep dealing with smokers and their smoke and stuff, then I'm going to have to be able to get a pass for drug tests. Because,
Okay.
Well. And you know what the worst part about this decriminalization of marijuana is really doing? It's just really making the dope man with the trash weed, he's on the come up right now. Like, the people with the good shit, they're nowhere to be found.
You mean in Maryland so far? Because, I mean, D.C., they're doing their thing in D.C.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like what I'm Maryland, saying. No, but Maryland. I'm saying, I mean, the shit that I smell from these dudes just walking down the street puffing and doing their thing, that's trash weed. I don't know where y'all getting that shit from, but y'all need to fire your motherfucking dope,
man. But I'm just saying, apparently weed smells totally like, you know, totally different. But anyway, before we finish, I wanted to say, so Dave Chappelle has also talked to Ben Jealous, who used to be the president of the NAACP, and now he's running for office in Maryland, and he's like, hey, guys, like, you should really get with this weed thing and just legalize it. And he's like, and Ben is like, wait a minute, what? Like, we should? Because he's like, you know what? Dave Chappelle's been talking about this shit for like 10 years. So maybe we should think about legalizing marijuana. Because I'm telling you, you know, I mean, it's like, it's taxes and, you know, if you tax it, just like he was saying, with like Denver or Colorado, I mean, that means money for like schools and, you know, and other things. And so Dave Chappelle, he's like, I'm serious about doing this. Like, I think you should, you know, run on this platform and kind of throw it in your, I mean, I don't know if he's really, Maryland, I don't know if he's really going to win, Ben. Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, it's the thing. I mean, maybe it might work out. So, I feel like if Ben doesn't win, maybe somebody else might win that can help Dave legalize weed in Maryland. And, you know, and I can understand Dave doing it in D.C. because, you know, he definitely has done some things with, you know, with D.C. But,
right.
But it's like, oh, it's nice that you brought it, which is weird. I had a weed dream last night, too, which was weird.
I mean, my thing is, man, again, you know, if you're going, if they're going to legalize it, man, I mean, at least don't punish me with me having the motherfucking smell trash weed everywhere.
Well, if you legalize it, then I guess you won't. Cause, I mean, then,
but I mean, say, if you legalize it, you still have to go through avenues to get it.
Well, I mean, but, okay, let's look at it from, like, the D.C. perspective. So, D.C., you can buy it, but you can't buy it from, like, the dude on the corner buy it. Right? Like, I think, and you can smoke it, but you can't, you can even smoke it outside, but you have to be on, like, your, like, I think, like, porch or something. Like, I don't think you can be, like, walking around on the streets and smoking it. Because, like, they just, today, somebody had, like, a, I don't, which is really stupid, but they had like a pop-up weed shop somewhere on the streets corner, and they were like, no, and no, you can't do that, this is not legal. So I think you have to buy your weed
but
from a shop.
Don't you still have to have a medical card?
I don't think so. For DC,
you don't need it anymore.
I think Maryland you do. Okay. DC, I don't think you have to have a, I think, so they have, just, I don't think, I mean, maybe somebody that lives in DC can, like, you know, correct us, but I don't think, like I said, I don't think you can buy it from the dude on the corner. I think you might have to buy it from, like, legit, like,
but see,
people.
That's where, see, and I think that's where, I don't know, that's where my issue is, because the people that I'm coming in contact with, I'm not going in their space. They're in my space, which is public space, and I got to smell that fucking horrible shit all day. And like I said, I know good weed.
I
smell it, I'm like, that's some good shit there. But this, I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
We're
way
off the subject.
Well, no, not really. Dave Chappelle, weed, marijuana. Right. I mean, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't really know weed, so I don't know. Because
it's almost like
I
a,
don't know.
It's almost like if somebody is smoking a fucking white owl or something versus a Rocky Patel, I can smell like a vast difference. In the cheap tobacco and you know, a cheap cigar and a good cigar. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same, it's sort of, for me, it's the same thing with weed. It's just, I'm like, it's horrible. Anyway, whatever. Weed smokers of the world, unite. You know, shout out to Dave if he gets it done for you.
I'm just saying. I know a friend that wants a weed farm, so make it happen, Captain.
Well, tell him to be careful, because niggas is getting sentences for jumping on that boat too early.
No, I mean, they would literally wait for it to be legal, you know, so they're not, they wouldn't do that.
I was talking about Kareem Vicksburg, but anyway.
Okay.
So, let me make this clear to you, Queen.
Mm-mm.
We have been doing this show for a long time.
Yeah.
And we have gone back and forth and been at each other's throat. But I'm going to let you know now, watch your tone.
Mm-mm.
Shit's getting different out here for motherfuckers not watching their tone.
Oh, no.
Bring into focus on this one, LaWanda Brown of Florida.
Okay.
So, Tuesday, May 29th, Miss LaWanda Brown, who works with her husband as they have a business together, she killed her husband.
Hmm. Okay, that story went left.
She killed her husband. Why did she kill her husband, you ask? She ain't like that motherfucker's tone. Not that he put his hands on her.
I'm just saying, who hasn't been that?
Not that he threatened her with any type of violence.
Who hasn't been there?
But she just ain't like that motherfucker's tone. You see, here's what had happened.
Okay, help me.
They were at work, like I said, because they work together. They own a business. Sure, sure. And he's like, honey, you know, can you do me a favor? Can you Google something for me? And she was like, sure. Da-da-da. She Googled away. Do-do-do-do. And she was, as she reported her findings to him, something in his response triggered her. She said she ain't like the nigga's tone. So she shot him in the back of the head.
Damn.
It's pretty cut and dry. Watch your tones out here, motherfucker. Shit is different. Next time you feel like you want to get cute and snap and pop off, there might be a bullet with your name on it.
Well, I mean,
ask Mr. Brown.
Sorry, trigger.
If you could.
Trigger warning. But, I mean, what did he, what happened before then? You don't know.
Well, it could have been history. She doesn't either, because as she tried to explain to the detectives, it was all a blur.
Oh, okay.
I was telling him the results of what my Google search was, and I didn't like the tone in which he responded. And things just got blurry after that, and there's a bullet in his head. I really just don't know.
I'm just saying, there might have been some stuff that led up to that. Maybe he was, you know, doing some things he wasn't supposed to do. Maybe he's gotten spicy, and she ain't like it.
Clearly.
Before, no, I'm saying beforehand, and she was just like, okay, we're going to let this, I'm going to let this go. And she let it go, and she let it go. I'm not justifying, you know, doing this.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But how many times have you been in this situation, and do you think she was in a similar situation but actually took the next step? How many times have you been in a situation when you was like, if this motherfucker said one more thing?
Never.
But you, everybody's been in a situation.
No, not
where
that I want to be like, I'm a,
I mean, no one ever finishes the dot, dot, dot. But it's,
I've
like,
never been like, I'm a pop a cap.
No, I'm not saying you've been like that. It was just an unfinished thought. Like, if this motherfucker don't shut up.
I mean,
if this motherfucker don't get out of the way in front of me.
Oh, well, yeah.
And it's,
I mean,
dot,
yeah,
dot, dot. No one finishes it.
Well, but I'm
she
saying,
finished the motherfucker.
But I'm saying,
she
clearly,
did.
It must have been too many of them, him out of pocket.
I mean,
because I'm saying, it got to be more to the story than just, I ain't like his answer.
I would just
now
have
I'm
loved to,
kill
like.
You? I don't know.
I would have loved to have been like.
I would not. No, I would
I don't
want to
say in the room.
Nope.
But
she
like,
would have been a witness.
If
nope.
She would have been like, if this nigga say one more word, I'm going to bust him in. And you know, everybody would turn around and be like, girl, you crazy. Oh, shit, she did it. Damn. That would have been some wild shit. Hey, yeah, fellas. Fellas. Not just fellas, ladies too. Watch your goddamn tone. Shit's real out here in these streets.
How real is it?
How real is it, indeed? So today is, what is today? Today is the 18th. And right as we get set to record, TMZ has done it again. The young rapper, there's debates on how to pronounce this dude's name, but it's, from what I'm told, it's Extension. Extension is supposed to have the twang at the end. I don't, what the fuck ever. The rapper formerly known as was shot to death in his car while leaving a motorcycle dealership. Bizarre. And what's even more bizarre is the amount of footage that was just released before police were even there to show up. And random people just around his car and just all up and through it. And I mean, this dude has had a trouble past. Just being in the court system from childhood and broken home, and just, I'm not saying any of this makes it right, but you know, I think you summed it up best when we talked about it earlier, Queen. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. I mean, I mean, this is a dude in interviews that are laughing at the fact that somebody who he had an issue with may or may not be dead at the hands possibly of him or his friends. This is dude that just picks random beefs with people that he thinks did things against him. And you know, it's sad because, that's funny I say sad, that was the title of like one of his bigger hits. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was kind of like, you know me, you know, Queen, I can be critical of the new rap and all that stuff, but this, I just want to play a little bit of this track. It's, I kind of like it. You know, I feel like, in comparison to his peers, I feel he had something to offer this game. It's sad that he couldn't get somebody to focus him. But again, maybe it's his pain and everything that allowed him to do what little he did to this point. So I don't know. RIP to the cat, man. I mean, nobody ever wants to see people go out this way.
Mm-hmm. It's sad because, I mean, from the video, it seemed like he didn't have anybody around him, or because it seemed like it was a robbery, first of all. And I'm like, I wish people would know, like, you can't carry backpacks full of money and be by yourself and think you're going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was one of the things he was probably thinking, maybe he was not, you know, that was not going to be a problem. But it's also, too, about people telling people where they are. I mean, hell, Kim Kardashian told you to stop doing that. Stop telling people immediately where you are. And I think that's a problem, too. Like, maybe, I don't know if he maybe tweeted he was somewhere, or Snapchat he was somewhere, Instagram he was somewhere, and somebody knew exactly where to find him at that point in time. Because, I mean, he was at a motorcycle dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just leaving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and to, you know, think you're going about your day and, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to do a charity event here, you know, maybe to raise some money, you know. So you may be there to do some good. And then next thing you know, you're gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just think it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. It's like, I think, you know, people can have beef with each other, you know, like, quote unquote, like, rappers can have beef with each other, like the whole Pusha T Drake thing. That's another conversation for a different day. But, you know, people can have beef with each other, and it's not, and it doesn't end in somebody's death, you know. I mean, just like the other two dudes, like, I feel so weird even saying these names because I know them, like 6ix9ine and Chief Keef. It's like, you can have beef with each other and it'd be like, you know, like, let's, you know, put it on wax and let's, you know, battle that way, versus somebody coming like to try to kill you or shoot you or whatever, you know. And it's like, yeah, you think you might like be cool and be famous and live in infamy, but the news cycle goes on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know, sorry, people are going to forget about you. even if they are your fans, people are going to forget about you and people going to move on because something else. I mean, this is America. You know, that's how our news cycle goes, right? That's how our news cycle goes. It's like something is really popular for like 1 or 2 days. You might get lucky and get to a whole week. And the next thing you know, we on something else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it goes here, you know? Because it's always something popping here all the time. I mean, you got the folks in Philly that were just going to see artwork and then they popping off and shooting guns at each other and killing people, you know, or, well, they didn't kill people, but they hurt people and they got killed. I think one or two of the dudes got killed. But, But then it's like, you know, you got, you know, just people out here trying to live their lives and have a good time and, you know, something happens crazy. But then again, like I said, the news cycle goes on and then next thing you know, it's like, wait, what happened like last week? Like, you can't even keep track, you know? So that's why I feel bad for this young man. Cause it's like, you know, I mean, he was probably like, I'm just trying to make music. Granted, you know, the whole beef thing is good cause it keeps me out there. But I'm, you know, I got my own problems and I'm having issues and, you know, as they say, most artists do anyway, you know, I got my own issues, but I'm really just, you know, trying to live life and trying to be okay. And the next thing you know, because you told people where you are, because even like if I do anything or tweet or whatever, I'm like, I'm always gone and I'm not nowhere near famous like these people are. I just don't want any issues or any problems. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm gone. You know, it's like going out of town. You don't tell people, hey guys, guess what? I'm out of town. Next thing you know, your house is getting robbed. You know what I'm saying? Because people know you out of town. You know what I'm saying? You go, you take pictures, you live your life, you come back and you post those pictures. And the people are like, oh, you're gone? Oh no, girl. Mm-mm, that was last week.
Right. Hey. Listen to the queen. She's telling you some good shit.
I'm just saying. This is old lady knowledge.
You ain't taking it there, did you?
Yeah, no, I'm being funny, but I'm being serious. Wow. You better listen to me.
And you better watch your goddamn tone.
Watch it.
Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Make sure that the shoestrings and bubblegum are still intact. And we'll be right back.
Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pressing play and for sharing the show. So with that being said, I'd like to send a shout out to Rashani with Single Simulcast. Shout out to the Shiznit Show.
The Shiznit with Dino Rad.
Okay. And shout out to BTG. BTG for President.
BTG for President.
Yeah.
I call them the no invite crew.
Right. I'm just saying, I mean, we may not be able to necessarily get on a plane and get there like the next day, but we can do Skype if you give us enough heads up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
we are still part of the original Get Down crew.
Yeah, I mean,
we got down on the drop of a dime on your show or hang out or whatever. We do's that and we does
whatever.
That. Shout out Chaz, because Chaz know what time it is.
Yeah,
Chaz
what's up with him?
Chaz was setting them straight.
Chaz
some
is
good
like,
drinks. We will fly for some good drinks.
He's trying to ride off into the sunset, so don't bother him.
I need to get with you, Chaz. We got to talk some business of sorts.
All right, then. Well, also want to give a quick shout out to Miss Reese. Miss her. Haven't seen her in a minute. So
no pun intended, Miss Reese. Where you been, girl?
Where you been, girl? Shout out to Kevin Seabrook. Shout out to, and excuse me, sir, if I pronounced your name incorrectly, Momshell Stefanova. Stefanova?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Big shout out.
I did the best I could do, so.
That's why Queen does this.
Stefanova. Yeah, that sounds right. So shout out to you. Shout out to Mr. Ronnie Romello.
Mello.
DC. So shout out to you as well. And, you know, thank you guys for listening to the show. And, you know, if you want to hit us up on email, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Voicemail 202-750-1437. And just to make sure you can figure out our schedule, just go ahead and subscribe to indeepshow.com.
It's just that simple.
I'm just saying to make it's easier, or even subscribe to us on Facebook. So, because normally when we post on the main page, then not automatically, but it'll get posted onto our Facebook page, and you'll know when we have a show up and which show it is. And because, you know, we do the Dating Sucks show, question mark, the Un, and then we have the In Deep show. And the other shows, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to those. I'm trying to get back on the drinking show. I'm still drinking, but I'm trying to get back into now my glass, and I just haven't done it. So, I don't know. What's my motivation? I don't know.
Well, speaking of feedback, you got some people that hit us up.
What's up?
So the people are talking. Let's hear what the people are saying.
Glad y'all back, and everything is good. Love y'all. But just to reiterate what I was saying in my response to the question was, I don't trust people. So to sacrifice my life for a damn tire, two women, I don't care how they look. I don't. You know, it could be Rihanna and Beyonce pulled over on the side of the highway waving me down. Nope. Oh, hell no. And it'd be the real cute ones that'll set you up. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's why I said, man, I got to take Big B with me. I got to take Mark. I got to take L. Stone, tell Ree Blake, and Westbrook with his crazy ass. And I'm going to have him wear one of them weird-ass outfits, but he's still crazy. I need everything that I can, you know, everything to back me up. If I'm going to sacrifice my life and time for a damn tire. And first of all, if you got kids in your car, you better have every roadside assistance there is in the world, so your kids are not on the goddamn side of the road all day. But no, absolutely, absolutely not. I can't help you. I'm scared to help you with groceries to your car. It's that crazy nowadays. When you look at the world nowadays, man, you can't do none of that shit no more. Oh, no, no, no. You try to help an old lady across the street, and she yell out, she blurt out some shit. Oh, no, I'm not helping nobody. I'm helping my damn self. How about that? All right, y'all. I'm glad y'all back, though. Love you.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I can't say I'm mad at him, because really, the way things are working out these days. So he answered the question about if you see two ladies on the side of the road and you can see they need help with the tire, would you help them? So I'm not gonna say I'm mad at that. I mean, granted, I'm like, if you see Beyonce and Rihanna, you still ain't gonna stop, though. But okay. You know. I'm not gonna say I'm mad. I mean, even helping somebody, like even the other day, like I remember I asked somebody if they needed help, and they were like, "No, this is my process." I was like, "Okay, girl, I just thought she was, you know, doing a lot, and it, you know, so I thought I'd ask if you needed help." So you know, I mean, it is rough, but I kind of feel like still, I think we should still help each other. You know. I do. I think we should still at least offer to help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't force course, you know, yourself on somebody. Like, you know you need some help. Let me help you. But, I mean, if you offer to help them and they say no thank you, then, okay, go about your business and walk away. But, I mean, but if you see somebody struggling, like an older person.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know.
I think we make light of the situation, even though there are risks involved in everything we do nowadays, but I think I can't say I grew up with BTG and I know him like the back of my hand, but what I do know, what I can say I think I know about him is that he's a good guy, and I don't think he would have somebody asked out if he could. Right.
I mean, and he's right, though. If you do have kids, and hell, if you're single or whatever, or hell, you got a car, you should have something. AAA, AARP, roadside assistance, or something to help you out. But sometimes, you know, it's just like you could call them and it may take them like 3 hours to come.
Absolutely.
Just to change a tire. You know what I mean? So, well, sure. You know, but anyway.
All right. Let's see who else we got up.
What up? Yes, fam. This is Kate Martin. Damn, it's been a cool minute. Heard from y'all, man. Hope all is good. Queen, hope you're good. Big B, hope all is well, bruh. Shoot, man, what's up with that damn doc, man? Where his ass at? But but other than that, man, all is good. All is good with me. Wife is good. Got a little situation with senior Kmart, but I'll probably hit y'all up on the sidebar about that. We'll chat about that. But just last show, heard you guys were talking about like that IV company that that helps replenish the fluids after a heavy night of drinking. But yeah, that's a hell of a lucrative company. My wife's cousin works for a company like that out here, and she even told us that. I mean, she's met a few celebrities that's done that. She like notably like some people from Love and Hip Hop. Not saying no names, but I'll let y'all probably may put two and two together on that, but yeah, it's a very lucrative company, and yeah, I mean, she gets paid very well by that. Now on to the anthem protest. I mean, we all know what it is. I mean, we all know 45 pretty much hijacked the cause of that. I mean, man, we all know those players were not trying to disrespect the flag. But like I said, I mean, Trump had to put the onus somewhere just to kind of take up for the bull that he was pulling off. So we all know what it is. We all know the story. But maybe this is something that, I mean, hey, we may have to discuss in length at maybe some other point. But, hey, let me know what y'all think. Lastly, the two women on that's changing the tire on the side of the road. Would I help? I put it like this. I'm gonna protect myself. I'm gonna definitely protect myself. I will probably pull up, see if they need some help, and probably call. Probably use my points for my roadside assistance. And hey, they can do it that way. But at the end of the day, I mean, you never know. People, they have alternative motives. So hey, at the end of the day, protect yourself. That's the first and foremost. But anyway, y'all, it was good talking to y'all, man. We gotta do this again soon. Peace out.
Hey, listen. I took full credit for sound issues that happened on the previous shows. And I took full credit for shit being crazy in this studio right now. I am not taking credit for Kmart's recording.
You know him. He's like walking wrestling. Or I driving don't know or
what
something.
Has been going on with him. I mean, I'm glad he's hit this, and it's good to hear your voice. And no, you did not get with us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah,
with Pop. So yeah, I'm like, get at your boy with that.
Let us know what's up. Like, I hope he's okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I can't remember when you sent that or when our other show was. Right. So hopefully he's okay. And let's see, regarding the again with the ladies, I understand everybody has to be safe, and that's most important, because you know there are mad scammers out here these days, you know, so you do have to be safe with that. And I also need to hit you up because I want to know. I don't even watch Love and Hip Hop, so if you named somebody, I'd be like, who they is? Like, I would have no idea who that
I assume
is.
All of them need that shit, so
yeah. I mean, but how cool
it's like
is
shooting
it
a fish
it's
barrel.
Like 6 degrees of separation. That, you know, because we talked about it, and he knows somebody. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, see?
I know somebody.
Right, see? Lucrative business, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, how cool is that? Oh, you can tell me off. When we end the show, you can tell me who you know.
You know who I know. Who? You're related to him.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, no, no. I thought you meant getting the shot.
Oh, getting, no, no,
oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm like, that business makes sense. Honestly, I think you should tell them to bring that truck to 18th Street. 18th Street and
so,
where else?
So you should look into getting a truck. Is that what you said?
You know what I'm saying? Where else would they make money? I mean, hell, 18th I mean, Street would shit, keep you busy.
All these freaking Lingnor.
Oh, the festivals, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. But I'm saying, but 18th Street would keep you busy.
Absolutely.
You could probably expand out into, like, you know, the wineries and such.
No doubt.
All right, something to think about.
Let's pool our money.
Okay. Honey. Okay, something to think about.
There we go. Well.
I feel like we've been talking forever.
But you know what, though?
But we haven't been, but I feel like we have been.
In the words of Tony, it feels good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I know it hasn't been that long, but it feels like we've been talking for a really long time.
It feels wonderful.
Wonderful.
It feels wonderful.
All right, is it my turn? Because I've been waiting for my opportunity. I mean, I've been like, I feel like this is like, shout out to, you know, when Desus and Mero, they have the rainbow where they have the guests and they can say whatever they want and it goes like the rainbow across the head. So like our one finger, two finger, I've been thinking about.
Without further ado, Queen.
Oh, sorry. I'm just saying, I was just ready for it. So let's see. Two fingers to holding down the fort. My niggas is out doing nigga work. So that would be to you and I with the two fingers.
Hey.
Okay.
Look at us. We get fingers. I'm just saying. And it's more than one.
I mean, it's two, so I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm
just saying.
I'll take it.
So, and, okay. I forgot y'all play the game. Pause. We're not going to get into that whole thing, but I would say I feel like Doc. One finger to this weather, because why is it like 102 degrees outside? It was like 70 something, like a nice. I was driving. I had my windows down. I had the roof open. I was just driving and singing, and people were looking at me like I was crazy, but I was having a great time. The next thing you know, flash forward or fast forward to today, and it's like 1,000 degrees and you can't breathe outside. Help me.
I had a conversation with someone today about that.
Help me.
I feel like I have developed sissy skin. Because, yeah, it was hot as...
What is sissy skin?
I'm about to explain that.
Okay.
I was saying it was hot, it was oppressive, it was all of that today. But, I mean, it's like I have now... Like, I used to work in this, like, I love it. Bring it on. Now, I'm like, the moment that I have to leave the comfort of the air conditioning house and get to the point where the car is cool enough, it's like I've been shot. Like, I can't take
this. I'm saying,
walking
from my car to here, I was like, oh, please let the door be open.
So, you know what I did yesterday? I just turned the air off, opened the sunroof, opened the window. I said, I'm all right with this heat.
You mean like during the day?
Yeah.
Well, actually, yesterday wasn't too bad compared to today. I was outside playing tennis.
But I did it today, too.
I'm saying.
Now you going hard with the tennis playing. That's,
I'm just saying, what did I tell you? I was like, I felt like I could wring my shirt out in a bucket.
You was doing like the flash. You had the flash dance shirt after she dropped the bucket on you.
Pops was looking at me like, why are you having a problem? Like, it is not that hot out here. I was like, I'm 5 seconds over laying on this court. I don't know what you're talking about.
Pops trolling you.
Trolling the AF out of me. Because he was like, I'm barely sweating out here. I'm like, I'm about to die. But fine, you do you. I'm trying to hang on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I didn't know your two finger was coming, but so I've already had my plan. So I'm going to selfishly take on my two fingers as well. Pause. I had a good day. I had a good weekend.
Good.
I did. I had a really good weekend. I had fun. got out, did things that I wanted to do. So, yeah, shout out to me.
Shout out to you.
And staying to my two-week plan. Well, not plan, but my two-week threat level.
Whatever works.
One finger. One finger's going to go to micromanagement. That's all I got to say about that.
Leave it at that. That's fine.
You know, you're out there in the streets and just people are just on your back. They don't even know you.
They don't even know you. That's fine. I totally understand it.
What the hell are you going to do with yourself?
All right, Doc, I need you to get yourself together because I miss you.
Maybe we need to take that truck to Doc's house.
I'm just saying. I mean, get your work schedule, your life together because I miss you.
Get him off that bull.
Never. Never.
Literally and figuratively.
I was going to say, hey, if you want to send an email.
Hey, if you guys want to have an email jihad to get Doc's life, help Doc get Doc's life.
Mm-hmm.
I will forward that information to Queen and Queen. Actually, you can send it to us and we will forward it to Doc.
Yeah, you know he don't check no email.
Let me blow that phone up good enough, email.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, for real.
For sure. I'll print him out and put him on his doorstep.
There you go.
You know he old school like that.
Right, okay. You have to seal the envelope.
When he used to lick his bum and fit cows and spit all over the diagnosis.
You're stupid. But anyway, so we do miss you, Doc, and we hopefully you still get at least an opportunity to listen to the show while you're out and about in the streets. So I'm not going to change the end of the show until you come back and you can say it yourself.
And until he comes back, guess what? We got you. And we got surprises lined up for you, too. So, you know, tune in. See what happens. We have celebrity guests that are going to send in from time to time. Watch what I tell you.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. So, Queen, it's time for us to get out of here. But as always, before we go, we like to say,
if God woke you up, you can handle the rest of the bull slits.
I told you we wasn't going to make it to the end of the show before this shit broke down again.